This is Janet Gallen, and I want to welcome you to Love Letters Live. And Love Letters, as our regular listeners know, and maybe the rest of you know it also, Love Letters are not just for romance. They're for any expression of gratitude, memory, planning, promising, anything you want. Apologies. Oh, apologies are a wonderful form of love letter. So it doesn't really matter. A love letter is your truth put to paper in a loving and compassionate way. Mail cute and sexy, anything you want to do in a sincere way, and mailed to someone. So I'm going to go to our guest today, Ben Thompson. I happen to be sitting here at the Apple Store for a lesson in podcasting, and I thought I would just turn to Ben and ask him about his life, and let's see if there's a love letter he'd like to send to somebody. Because I know that everywhere I turn, people do have this. I talk to people, and I mention what I do, and the comment is usually, I want a love letter. Well, the answer is simple, right when you might get one. So, Ben, I'm going to ask you, just tell me about your life a little bit. We've just met, and I don't know anything about you.
Right.
Tell me about your life, where you were born, what your family was like, how you grew up.
Great. So, I'm originally from Iowa, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. You know, it's a city, not too big, about 150,000. Spent most of my life, actually all of my life there. I even went to college about 15 miles away in a small town called Mount Vernon, Iowa. Studied music.
What kind of music and with what aim at that point?
That's a really good question. Classical music. Interestingly enough, the aim was, at that time I thought if I studied classical music and went to school and studied music, it would actually help me be a better, on a path towards being a rock star. Or, you know, by learning about music and uncoding it, that I could somehow be, play guitar in a rock band better.
So I have a question about that, because that's a phrase that's always interested me. I want to be a rock star. And a lot of people say that without having any, without having any thought of what goes into it. I mean, those rock stars work hard. They are smart. You can't just be a rock star.
Right.
And I see you realize that too, because you were studying music. But what does being a rock star mean to you? I know what it means to me.
Yeah. For me personally, it means creating something as an artist, particularly music, creating a live experience for an audience that is potentially life-changing.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, the border breakers.
Yeah.
I like that. I mean, I've always been a big fan of those who do exactly just that, and I think they play a really important role in emotional history for sure. You can't listen to the same old thing all the time.
Right.
Bach was one thing. His sons weren't the same. I do think that.
I mean,
cute and nice to listen to, but not the same.
That's exactly right. That's why I got into music. That's why I'm still into music. Is for me, music was always that thing that did inspire me that there's a better life out there.
What makes it a better life out there? It's a difficult, crazy life out there.
Right. When you go to a concert, something happens that you just realize that no matter how difficult it is out there, no matter how hard things are, there's always relief from that. And it doesn't have to be as hard.
Because, what do you think? I mean, I know what I think.
I feel like when you're at a concert, it's very cathartic and kind of it's a positive thing. It's a community of people all moving and feeling the same rhythms and the same vibrations, all just kind of coming together as one, and you begin to realize, like, hey, there's not so much difference between all of us.
Music is a binding thing.
Yes.
It's really important. But also, what do you think about the idea, because I know when I listen to music sometimes, I hear a story. I hear actual thoughts. And I think sometimes music just speaks for us. Sometimes music expresses the part of us or what we want to say that we can't find the words for.
Right. Maybe there's not words for it.
That's what it does.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Because music is its own language.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad we're talking about this.
Yeah. I love it. It's exciting.
It is. So, but also, you know, I know that every once in a while I have heard a name cannot associate, just a name. Beyonce is a perfect example.
Yeah.
Okay, so I hear the name, and I don't know anything about her. And, you know, I think the phrase rock star takes away from what people really are.
Yeah.
Because when I finally heard her, I don't think I could speak for 3 days. I mean, the woman is brilliant.
Yeah.
12 ways from center, but I think all the good ones are.
Yeah. I agree. There's just always something, not even something, like you said, a million special things about them that just make of them unique in every way.
And their diligence. Talk about what has been your musical experience? What have you done in music?
Oh, yeah. I've spent years playing guitar before college, went to college, studied music, studied composition, writing music, playing in jazz bands. And still to this day, mainly right now, I write electronic music. And like you say, it's a diligence. I mean, that's what's inspiring is I write music almost every day.
Good for you, because it's got a hold of you.
Yeah. And yet, I'm still miles apart from someone like, that is a quote-unquote rock star.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I've noticed in my just experience in music, which is as an audience and someone who knows a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
My experience, and who sees a lot of musicians, that there is so much talent musically in this world. It's shocking.
Yeah.
And I've been to places, and I'm sure you have, and I'm sure our listeners will know what I'm talking about. You go to some restaurant, and there's live music.
Oh, yeah.
And there is some genius at the piano.
Right.
There is some double genius at the microphone.
Yep.
And never mind the violins that come out.
Yeah.
All of whom, they're up there with Mark O'Connor.
Right.
They're up there with the greats.
Yeah.
Guitars who are up there with Steve Kaufman, Clapper, Steve Kaufman, anybody?
Yeah.
And they're not, and you don't know their names.
No idea what their names are.
Right.
Where they're from.
Right. So it's a matter of they don't either have the desire to be that, or they don't have personalities and the...
Yeah, I think it's a combination. Desire is one that I've noticed. I know people that are and always will be more musically talented than I am, but they just don't have the desire to take that path.
And possibly people who are less talented than you are, who have reached a higher public recognition.
Yeah, I do think desire plays a large part in that. You have to want to take that path, for starters. And then, two, personality. I mean, you have to be able to work with others. You have to be likable. It's all this. You have to be unique,
Well, but everybody's unique.
Right.
So that's it's something more than that. What about a musician's ability just to be fearless in front of an audience and offer their soul right in the palm of their hand? I mean, is that...
That's a great description, because the people that you resonate the most with when you go to that live show are the people who you feel like are, speaking the music. It's just coming straight from their heart directly to you. And so having that ability is just... It's an amazing thing.
Yes.
And when you witness it, it's even more
There's a fearless factor.
Yeah.
And there's...
No holding back.
No holding back. And what do you think about the concept of... without being egotistical, knowing that you're the one to bring this message. I mean, it's almost crosses over on something a little messianic sometimes.
It does, yeah. It's amazing. I mean, the best artists have a way to look out into the audience, and no matter if you could be in the furthest back corner, but the best concerts... You will feel like that show is for you.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you said that. Yes, that you're the one he or she is speaking to.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So a really brilliant musician in this area can make you feel like you're the center of the universe.
Right.
And who doesn't want that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's amazing.
Oh, this is really... I'm so glad you think all these things,
Yeah.
Because it's just nice to hear them from you.
Oh, thank you.
So what about... You and also there are people who are happy playing in jazz bands and doing small things because it's still the music.
Yeah.
Like, where could we hear you if we wanted to? Are you performing any place we could peek into?
Yeah, I do perform around the city.
With whom? What group?
I usually play by myself. Kind of more of a DJ electronic deal. It's pretty fun. Usually play about once a month. Recently, I haven't been playing so much because I'm writing a lot of new stuff. But I do have a show coming up September 14th at El Rio. It's in Outer Mission.
Oh, I see. That's the name of the place.
Yeah.
Outer Mission, but what street are we on?
That would be around 29th and Mission. Yep. And then another one in October here on Market Street, Showdown. It's at 6th and Market if you feel brave and like going out into the Tenderloin.
Oh, you know, that's getting so much better.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, I shouldn't say that because people have to be safe and do what they think.
Right.
But yes. Okay, so what? Okay, let's get back to your. I love talking about music.
Yeah, me too.
What about your personal life, if I may ask?
Yeah.
So you left home at some age to come here, or what?
And right.
What about your romantic life?
Yeah.
Are you single?
I am single. That's interesting. Have just recently, very recently, broken up with someone. Yeah, it's incredibly tough. Less
a painful thing to do.
Yeah, beyond its feelings that you've never felt before. They're brand new feelings.
Can you for our listeners, because
yeah.
I think it's, I mean, may I ask how old you are?
27.
Okay, 27. Very, I'm going to wish this were like I often do, a television moment. Wonderful, wonderfully handsome, adorable, talented, smart man. And I think it's nice for the women and the men to hear what those feelings are and what it's like to go through a breakup.
Yeah. It's every feeling in one right after the other. But mainly, you know, it's just a real feeling of being lost a bit.
Uh-huh.
You know?
How long were you with him?
Over 2 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah. And you know, just kind of an empty, like, where do you go from here? Mainly kind of a, I'd say everything is muted by that feeling of being lost or a lot of blame on yourself. Why did this happen? Well, it had to be something I did. What did I do? What's wrong with me?
Although not every couple is meant to be forever.
Right.
Sometimes really nice people don't fit after a while without.
Yeah. Regardless of that, I mean, I think that's the thing, is you try and think about everything and try and be logical.
So have you learned anything about yourself? Like that you would do differently?
Yeah, definitely. You learn a lot about yourself and specifically how you operate in a relationship, because being in a relationship requires a different set of rules than being out of a relationship. And how you, for me, I guess, the biggest takeaway is how do you stay true to yourself and still have your own personal sense of individuality while being so heavily intertwined with another person.
Yes. So one of the real, I have come to see that one of the real magic acts you're called upon to do when you want to have a sweetheart is becoming two and remaining one.
Right.
And that's a nice little math problem.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the biggest thing that I would struggle with is how to do. I'm good at one or the other, but that magic trick of being able to do both is something that I could use a little work on.
Do you know how to stake out your own?
No, I don't know. I know how to do it when I'm by myself, but when being involved with someone else, I have a hard time not being overly accommodating, willing to sacrifice almost anything after a certain point to make the other person happy.
Ah, okay, so that's such a good point, because I want to ask, do you think it's good, it has to be a valuable skill worth learning to stake out the I want to be alone,
right,
and still make the other person feel valuable.
Yeah, and sometimes, I mean, easier said than done, by staking that out, you can make the other person feel more valuable because you're not going to resent them. You're not going to try and deal with your own emotions.
That's the result.
Yeah. So I think there's a real beauty in learning how to do that.
I agree.
Because that's why they're with you in the first place, is because they met that person that was staking out their own individuality, was their own person. That's who they fell in love with. That's who they want to be with. So, I mean, you have to do it for yourself and for them.
Oh, you know what? Yes. Oh, that's such an interesting point. I know I'm saying that a lot with you, but there are so many things. So sometimes you go for somebody who is appealing for even the very wild child side.
Yeah.
And that's appealing, and then it turns something. It turns into not what a person feels comfortable with.
Right.
Because the other person has to have a good balance of what he or she wants.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. And so if this person, you know, I guess it's funny, if this person was not the person you could be your best self with.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the key there is how to is this person not only bringing out the best in me, but allowing me to be my best self.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's something to learn while you're looking.
Right.
Yes. And then you need somebody who is equally independent.
Right.
And has... And then you come to each other whole, instead of looking to the other guy to right. Is that,
that's exactly right.
Okay.
No, you're just hitting every nail on the head.
So let me ask you something. In terms of writing a love letter, because that is what I'm about here.
Yeah.
I already have 3 ideas for love letters for you, but I don't like to be a love letter police.
Yeah.
So who would you write a love letter to right now? And I hope you go home and do it.
Right now, I think it would be to my mom.
Okay.
Yeah, despite everything else we've talked about, I think I love my mom to death. And I know she loves me to death, and I just, you know.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have one older sister. She would be number 2 on the list.
So let's talk about this. I love when people say... realize that there's more than one love letter to write, because writing love letters is not a one-shot deal. It's really a way of life.
Yeah.
It's a way of expressing yourself, and each of these letters you send will get put in some treasure box.
Yeah.
It's your history.
Right.
Which is certainly worth telling.
Yeah.
It's part of their history, and their grandchildren or a stranger will find it in years to come.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what a lovely pedigree to have that you belong to a family that knows how to love.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you... We want to be specific in love letters. Just to say, well, I know you love me to death is an important thing for a mother
to
know.
Yeah.
And a sister and anybody.
Yeah.
So what would you say about them? Specifics. To your mother, for example.
Specifics.
Here's what I love about... I've been thinking about you, and here's what I love.
Yeah. I love how just peaceful and content my mom is. That in any situation, she can just kind of be herself, be quiet, just take it in, and just be content with it. Other people may be, depending on the situation, may be getting angry or may be reacting, trying to fight their way out of something. But my mom has this unique ability to just stay calm at all times. And I think that's something that she's taught me how to do, even inadvertently, that I really think, I love that about myself. And I realize where I got it from.
Okay, love.
Yeah.
Will you, and love letters can be short. A love letter can be just this short, like the memory of one valuable lesson.
Yeah.
And appreciation.
Yeah.
So will you go write this week?
Yeah.
And mail it?
I would love to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great, because you've done the specifics. And, you know, how long does a love letter have to be?
I know. I guess it could be a sentence or 10 pages.
Exactly. Depending on what you have to say and the capacity of the other person to take it in.
Yeah.
That's a very important thing. If you're dealing with somebody who you know doesn't have the patience to sit and read or take in 10 pages of emotional generosity,
yeah.
then do 14 letters over a two-year period and have a collection.
Yeah.
But what about a letter? Somebody did this once on this show by Yina Hu Kuli, wrote a love letter to her coming sweetheart.
Oh,
the person
hey.
She was going to love.
Wow.
And that would be so much fun and probably good for you.
Probably good.
Yes.
Very good.
Dear sweetheart, you're not here yet, but I know this is what I'm going to find
right.
in you when I do.
I like that. That sounds like a lot
because
of fun.
All that you've talked about
right.
is...
Yeah.
And who do you mail it to? Whoopsie-daisy.
Yeah, that's a tricky one.
What do you think?
Wow. Well, you could hang on to it and mail it to that person.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And I think that would blow their mind.
I think you mail it
yeah.
to yourself and you address it to my not yet found sweetheart, whatever, you know, to my future
yeah.
wife.
Yeah.
to my future sweetheart. And you mail it
yeah.
to your own address.
Right.
And you never open it until you find her. How would that be?
That's amazing. That sounds like a great idea.
Doesn't that also sound like a song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. I'm going to just say thank you so much for doing this with me.
Oh, you're welcome. It's been a blast.
I think this has been so really inspiring.
Yeah.
Yes. And really something to teach.
Absolutely.
Something in it for us all to learn from. Thank you, Ben.
You're welcome.
And I will look forward to talking to all of you listeners again very soon. Till then, this is Janet Gallen, Love Letters Live, and please remember that if you think you need to wait for a special occasion to write a love letter, writing a love letter is a special occasion. Bye for now.